It is remarkable that in your city right now, as you have just laid out, that federal law enforcement officers outnumber local police by 5-1. But what is your message to protesters on how they should handle that situation? Because you have, I've heard you say several times, don't take the bait. What is your message now to protesters?
The message hasn't changed. And at the same time, we have had tens of thousands of people in Minneapolis stand up and protest peacefully. We've got people sliding down these hills of ice to attend a protest and making sure that people would have food that are scared to go outside because they're afraid of having their families ripped apart. I think it's important to tell the whole country that this is not just about resistance here in Minneapolis. It's about love. We are showing something far more powerful and consequential here, which is love. We are standing up for one another. You've got neighbors helping neighbors. You've got people uniting and coming together in this beautiful way. And obviously, we've got these threats out there from the federal government that were literally designed to intimidate Minneapolis residents, to intimidate me. But here's the thing. We're not going to be intimidated. We've got this beautiful city full of extraordinary people. I have never been prouder to be from Minneapolis.